Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host. Today, we'll explore how, just as the flu can rapidly infect a population, negativity can swiftly permeate a team, eroding morale and productivity. Let's roll.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be looking at how negativity spreads in teams.
Uh-huh.
And we've got this great piece from the Coaching in Progress newsletter.
Okay.
Called The Flu of Dissatisfaction.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we're going to be kind of dissecting that and figuring out how this negativity spreads, you know, and maybe what we can do about it.
Yeah, it's a really powerful analogy, you know, thinking about it like a virus.
Yeah.
And how it can impact, you know, a team's performance and their well-being.
Right, and just like, you know, you can get sick.
Yeah.
You can get this negativity and it can spread like wildfire.
Absolutely. And just like with the flu, you know, there are things you can do to, you know, boost your immunity.
Yeah.
So we'll be exploring, you know, what those things are in a team context.
So the source opens up with this really vivid image.
Right.
Of a sneeze in a crowded room.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a room full of people and somebody sneezes and instantly everyone's like, oh, no, am I going to get sick?
Oh.
And the source argues that dissatisfaction often starts in a similar way. You know, you've got one person who's kind of harboring this discontent, and pretty soon that can spread to the whole team.
And what's so interesting about that analogy is that it's not just, you know, a clever way to think about it.
Right.
There's actually a psychological basis for this.
Yeah.
Called emotional contagion, where our brains are wired to, you know, mirror the emotions of those around us.
Wow.
So when we're exposed to negativity, you know, it triggers similar feelings in us.
So it's like it's not even just what people are saying.
Right.
But it's their tone, their body language. Like their whole energy is just kind of sending out these negative vibes.
It's like a virus, you know, it's transmitting through the air.
Yeah.
And the source really points to direct communication as, you know, the main culprit here.
Oh, really?
So you can imagine like you're in a meeting and somebody starts complaining about something and their tone is just so negative.
Yeah.
Their facial expressions, their posture, even all of that sends these negative vibes throughout the room.
And have you ever noticed that it's like when you're in a room with somebody and they're in a bad mood?
Oh, yeah.
It like kind of brings everyone down.
Absolutely. And it's especially potent when people are already feeling stressed or vulnerable.
Right.
So you know you're already having a tough day.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes in with all this negativity. It just amplifies it.
Right. So it's like you're already kind of susceptible.
Exactly.
And then you get hit with that and then you're even worse.
It just makes it so much harder to kind of stay positive.
Yeah. So it sounds like this source is really saying that understanding how this negativity spreads is like the first step,
right,
to protecting ourselves and our teams.
Exactly. Because when we understand how it works, then we can start to develop those strategies to kind of counteract it,
right,
to build resilience and create a more positive environment.
Okay.
And the source digs into a few key factors,
okay,
that contribute to the spread. And we can look at those one by one.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Okay. So the first factor the source kind of digs into is what they call viral load.
Okay.
Which is essentially, you know, the intensity of the dissatisfaction.
Uh-huh.
But what's interesting is they argue that it's not just these big, like, explosive outbursts that we need to be wary of.
Yeah.
It's even these small, seemingly insignificant complaints that, if they're frequent enough,
okay,
can really pollute the team's atmosphere.
So it's not just about the big blow-ups. It's,
yeah,
like the little things.
Exactly.
Can build up over time.
It's like death by a thousand paper cuts, right?
Right.
You know, each one on its own isn't that bad.
Yeah.
But over time, it just wears you down.
I think there's this idea sometimes that, like, occasional venting or airing grievances can be healthy.
Yeah.
Like, you need to let off steam every now and then.
Right. There's this idea of catharsis.
Yeah.
But what the research shows is that if it's consistent low-grade negativity, it actually has a really corrosive effect. It's like a slow leak in a tire. You might not notice it at first, but eventually it's going to leave you flat.
Right. So it's not so much the magnitude of the negativity,
mm-hmm,
but like the frequency and the duration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's that constant drip, drip, drip that really wears people down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the impact of that can be, you know, quite significant.
Right.
It erodes trust, it zaps motivation, and it ultimately hinders the team's ability to perform at their best.
Right. So we've talked about how negativity spreads, how these small complaints can have a big impact.
Sure.
But I'm guessing the source doesn't just leave us with this, like, you know, bleak diagnosis.
Oh, no, no, no.
Like, there are things we can do about it, right?
Absolutely. There are absolutely things we can do. And yeah. This is where leadership comes in.
Okay.
They're like the doctors for the team.
Yeah, they,
you know,
yeah.
They need to diagnose the problem and prescribe the right treatments.
Okay, so what kind of treatments is this source talking about?
Well, they emphasize open communication. It's about creating an environment where team members feel safe to voice their concerns constructively.
Right, like without fear of being judged or punished.
Exactly, because if people don't feel like they can speak up about those small issues,
yeah.
They're just going to fester and grow into bigger problems.
Right, it's like catching those sniffles early on.
Exactly.
Before they turn into the full-blown flu.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And alongside open communication, the source also highlights the importance of celebrating achievements.
Oh, okay. So it's not just about focusing on the negative.
Right.
It's about actively cultivating the positive.
Exactly. It's about recognizing and appreciating the good work that's being done.
Right.
And that helps create a more positive and appreciative atmosphere.
Like giving everyone a dose of positivity vitamins.
I love it, yeah.
Boost that immune system.
Exactly.
What else does the source suggest?
Well, another crucial element is providing support.
Okay.
So leaders need to be attuned to the needs of their team members
mm-hmm.
and be ready to offer resources and assistance when needed.
Right. So that might look like, you know, adjusting workloads,
yes.
providing training opportunities, or even just offering a listening ear.
Exactly. It's about being there for your team.
Right. Because having that support system
mm-hmm.
helps you get through tough times.
Absolutely. Like a strong immune system. It helps you fight off illness.
Exactly.
And then finally, the source really stresses the importance of conflict resolution. Leaders need to address conflicts head on,
right,
quickly and fairly.
So you don't want those conflicts to kind of fester and simmer.
Exactly, because that just breeds resentment,
right,
which can quickly spread throughout the team.
So I got open communication.
Yes.
Celebrating achievements.
Mm-hmm.
Providing support.
Yep.
And resolving conflicts.
Those are the key ingredients.
It sounds like a recipe for a healthy team.
Exactly. And the source even tackles this, you know, slightly more challenging question, which is what happens when you have somebody on the team who's consistently the source of negativity?
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is. It is.
Because you don't want to ostracize anyone.
Right.
But you also have to think about the team as a whole.
Exactly. And the source acknowledges that this is delicate.
Yeah.
But it suggests that sometimes it is necessary to take steps to protect the rest of the team.
Right. So it's not about punishing someone.
No.
It's about, you know, protecting the team.
Exactly. It's like quarantine.
Right.
You know, you're not trying to punish the person who's sick.
Right.
You're just trying to prevent the spread of the illness.
And the source mentions one-on-one coaching.
Yes.
As a possible intervention.
Exactly, because that can help the individual understand the impact they're having.
Yeah.
And develop some strategies to manage those emotions more effectively.
So it's like a targeted treatment.
Right.
To kind of address the root of the problem.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that, you know, building a positive team culture.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing process.
It's not just a one-time fix.
No, it requires constant vigilance and awareness.
Right.
And a commitment to fostering an environment where everyone feels supported and respected.
This has been a really fascinating deep dive.
It has.
It's amazing how much we can learn from this whole, you know, flu analogy.
Yeah.
It really kind of drives home the point that negativity, just like a virus,
right,
can spread so quickly. And you might not even realize it's happening.
And the impact can be so significant.
Yeah, it can affect everything, you know, from morale to productivity.
Absolutely. And I think it highlights that we can't just ignore it and hope it goes away. We have to be proactive about, you know, creating that healthy environment.
So just to recap, we've learned that negativity can spread through all sorts of channels,
mm-hmm.
but especially direct communication where, you know, someone's tone,
mm-hmm.
their body language
right.
can really rub off on others.
It's so powerful.
And we've also learned that it's not just the big blow-ups that are a problem. It's the little things, too.
Yeah, those little digs, those little complaints.
Yeah, that over time can really create a toxic environment.
Exactly. And the source offers some great advice on building that resilience.
Yeah.
You know, they talked about the importance of leaders, you know, setting the tone.
Right.
And things like open communication, celebrating achievements, providing support, and resolving conflict.
Yeah, it seems like awareness is key.
Absolutely.
Like, you know how we're more careful about washing our hands when flu season is going around?
Right.
We need to be just as vigilant about negativity in our teams.
You got it. And remember, it's not just on the leaders.
Right.
Every team member has a role to play.
It's a team effort.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I'd say negativity is contagious.
Okay.
But so is awesome.
I love that.
By understanding, you know, how negativity spreads and by really actively cultivating positivity, we can create teams that are not only resilient,
right,
but truly thriving.
That's such a great point. And it's something we can all work on.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the, you know, fascinating world of team dynamics.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.